Nobody really want Fuego. Messiah will bring fire down worse than Waco. Why you some coffee and Lego, your Eggos, your sandwich with mayo and two slices of mayo? Sitting at home on the couch playing Halo, but the Messiah ain't playing no Eggos. Games, women and pants gonna get it. Flames, brothers keeping no commandments. Same, calling our armies a favor. Even with your NATO and soldiers with Dracos. Just tell me, how can you stop a tornado or better yet the lava from the volcano? They really can't, bro. They have to pay, bro. The most I say so. So in chase they go for all the wicked atrocities they owe. For all their wicked atrocities they owe. From San Diego to Trinidad Tobago, I'm spitting these words so all Israelites they know. Keeping commandments the only way we grow, so we can defeat the nation Galileo. Nation Galileo, get it, cause they pale. He's bringing them hell for every bill of sale. So family, just examine yourself. When that fuego come, you don't wanna get left. Forsake your sins so you complete the test. Then you can have complete rest from all your stress. Fight to do right to your very last breath, or stay wicked and receive second death. Destruction of enemies is muy bueno. Make sure that's one of the things that you pray for. Into the kingdom, the sinners, they can't go. The sinners can't go. So we say, hasta luego, hasta luego.
Brothers really don't want fuego. Sisters really don't want fuego. Nobody really want fuego. From the one that's super negro.
Turn it.
Fuegos really don't want fuego.
Turn it.
Fuegos really don't want fuego.
Turn it.
Nobody really want fuego.
Hey,
from the one that's super negro.
Fuego.
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 Brother, you don't want that fuego.
Hey.
Fuego.
Fuego.
Shalom, shalom. Welcome to the Power Hour, the Lost 144K. I'm Captain Yahshua.
Hey, shalom.
Who's this guy?
Who are these guys?
Who are these guys?
Who are these guys?
Well, who's this guy? He's gonna be a show regular again, I guess. Who's this guy?
Shalom. Happy Sabbath. Happy Feast of Dedication. Mighty Nation of Israel. Captain Aparia.
Shalom. Most High in Christ. Blessed. Captain Amariah.
Shalom, Messiah Christ, blessed, Officer Jehoiada.
The fly jacket.
Okay.
Nice jacket, bro.
Came back with some drip.
Yeah. looking all right.
Happy he said.
He said, I do natural workouts.
I see we've evolved.
Oh, it's been a while. That means he doesn't watch the show. He said, if I'm not on it, I ain't watching it.
Got him.
Zing. Zing. Hey, welcome to the show. Oh, praise to the Most High. Happy Feast of Dedication.
That's
right. As well as Happy Sabbath. The feast started last night at even. All praise to the Most High for when our forefathers defeated the Greeks. Were able to reclaim the temple and cleanse it of its defiling and rededicate it to the Most High. So all praises to that. We celebrate that mighty victory for 8 days.
That's right.
8 days.
I believe I got the victory.
Yeah. Yep.
That's right.
Levi got the victory. That's right. We need those mighty Levi's back. we need ones that make good decisions, no bonehead decisions. Right? That's what we need.
Words will.
Yeah.
Words will.
I'm going to go ahead and post some links, but before I do so, right, we're going to talk a little bit on the commentary of the Native Beats appearance. So IUIC Phoenix, via the Power Hour show, was able to get on the Native Beats show again. I believe it was 2 years since we had last went on.
Time flies.
It's sure did, right? Yeah, it was 2 years. Yep, it was 2 years. 2 years since we had last went on, and they had us back. They upgraded. Their studio looked really nice, man. That was a nice little setup. That light was killing me last night.
No, it was.
I was watching the video. I told you you were really going to be washed out, bro. The only ones you see are freaking the Amaya and AJ. Like, that's all you get. Like, us, we were just washed out, bro. You just heard voices of light.
That's right. The word doesn't go off wood. Hey, the wind whistle is. That's all you need.
I was like, I need to look any lighter. What's going on here? We were supposed to do a one-hour slot, but I think it was almost the same last time. It was supposed to be like 30 minutes. And the dialogue is just always so good that we wound up going pretty much their whole show.
Right, and then this is a big thing, too, is that they're asking a question, not knowing that everything that we said was coming from the scriptures.
Right.
And one scripture precepts to another one, to another one. So we can have 10 precepts for one question.
Right.
And so it's impossible to do a half an hour segment. It's impossible. Because they have really good questions as well, too.
Yes. It's really good dialogue. I enjoy it. It is really good. Obviously, he has a lot of thoughts in his head. He has a certain awareness of certain things. Like, he realizes something's wrong. He realizes something's matrix. But like I told the brother last night, I said, hey, I get you to repent, bro. I said, if you can have those convictions, then you actually have a guidance or something.
Stay with Kanye West.
Stay with Kanye West.
I know. He was you know,
right.
And I had to bring out that funny idea because I had to bring out the whole thing with the shirt.
Amazing what Most High has blessed
this you know, blessed us with as an organization, as a church, IUIC, Israel United in Christ. But you know, just in general, how the word is going out right underneath there, and the thing about it is, right, because just to show you that there is Most High's hand is in this. Most big of the day, it's like, damn, he could stop this, and they will. You know, we're talking on the cameras, do right things, you know, and we know that there's going to be certain things that are going to come up, but they could really stop this like right now. But the Most High says not yet. You know, and so I say all that to say this, that in the time that Captain Yashua and I, you're speaking yourself, right? You've been in the world a little while yourself, right? 8 years now, 8 years. The growth has just been, in the words of the Yahweh, exponential. And it's just, I don't know, everything that's come at us to prove us as negative, it's not prevailing. Job, because the vices of the crafty will not.
And then I think that's why I was like so like encouraged last night. And I was getting goosebumps talking to this sister because I'm like, man, like listen, like I don't think she really understands like what this can potentially do.
I'm getting goosebumps now because the fact that you're telling me that she's in a position and that she cares about her people.
Yes.
Because I don't think she would have been there. Because I think she knew that it was the Bible. I gotta believe they told her. Yeah, they used the Bible because we used it the last time, right? But
no, not Ruby. What's it? Is it Nene? Nini? Yeah. DJ. DJ sister. They had just met. The DJ sister knew because she was mentioning to us before we started. She was aware about the Bible, so was AJ. Because she was like, yeah, I know. You know, last time, like, you guys are very Bible heavy, so you read scriptures and stuff like that. But she was like, you know, I want to try to as much as we can keep it question and answer or whatever. So we're like, yeah, you know, sure. So you know, and that's how it started. So the Bible came up. But I think Ruby, you said they had just recently met.
Yeah, they had just recently met. And
oh,
then,
really?
And then so since the other host backed out, then she reached out to her and invited her last night.
Yeah, and she popped in. And she popped in. And she was like, hey, I'm sure she probably said, hey, you know, I have this interesting group. And, you know, they talk about, you know,
the betterment of a people.
Probably, yeah. I'm pretty sure because, you know, the messages stayed the same and stuff like that. And, you know, she, I mean, again, like, it was just crazy with her face, when I said the Bible and, you know, I saw the Bible and she was like, and I said, hey, and I understand that sentiment, you know. So I made sure I went out of my way to let her know, like, hey, we're not going to be a group that's just going to sit here and be like, yeah, you know, the fact that you don't want. And I said, I understand that this was used to oppress us. This was used this way. And,
you're right.
And,
right.
And we don't see ourselves in that book because of the way it was taught to us. So I kind of had to take time to deconstruct what her beliefs were about the Bible as far as how it was used against them, you know. And I often use that analogy with the dog and the newspaper because, you know, your dog almost will never get upset with you, but he'll know when you grab the newspaper that the newspaper means it's pow pow.
Right.
So he knows it's that, right?
You know what popped into my head last night, though?
Uh-huh.
When you were speaking to her? That scripture in Ezekiel, it says, make your face hard against their faces.
That's exactly
what popped into my head. Because I'm like, okay, she heard the word Bible, and now instantly she's going to shut down. But you can't gainsay the word of God.
No.
So you stick to that, and then it went from her being like this to, okay, well, listen, we have to exchange contact, like, what can we do?
So I got her information, and like she wants to move on it quick. Get the scripture in Titus about the exhort and convince the gainsayers, because I'm gonna tell you that was a perfect example of what happened with her, right?
Titus.
Yep.
All right.
This is the book of Titus, chapter 1:9. Holding fast the faithful word as he had been taught.
So like you said, man, like we got it. The scriptures can't be gainsayed. Like we got to be on that, right? So I didn't let her. And it's funny because the interpretation of make your face hard against theirs doesn't necessarily mean that I needed to come back with her nasty.
Right, exactly.
So what I did is I just didn't let that discourage me, right? And I operated from the mindset where Paul says, you know, to the weak I was weak, to the strong I was strong.
Mm-hmm.
I was all things to all men. And I said, okay, I gotta come at her a little different with this, and I'm gonna have to break down that wall first before she's gonna even listen to an ounce of what I'm saying,
right?
So it says, holding steadfast to the word, and I said, the Bible's gonna do it for us, right? Come on,
holding fast the faithful word as he had been taught,
uh-huh.
that he may by that he may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and to convince the gainsayers.
So exhort, the definition of exhort is strongly encourage or urge someone, right? So it says strongly encourage or urge someone. Urge strongly. There's another one here where it says advise, caution earnestly. I approached her and I said, hey, I understand why you would make that face. I understand why you would think that. And work on that piece, right? And say, hey, what you feel is not wrong.
Right.
Right? And acknowledge that. And then I was able to convince, along with the scriptures, that, hey, I'm going to show you a way in this that you've probably never heard before. And I think that was the biggest thing, because I think we went from her ready to kind of defend this whole piece to, and she knew Christ was black.
Yeah.
Because when I brought that out, her affirmation came out like,
she
okay.
She was like, thank you.
She was like, thank you, right. Yeah. So, and then that opened it up for us to kind of then take those steps and kind of deal with the questions that were coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's always going to be that biblical answer, you know? So, I mean, it's like, you know, I'm not saying it to like big ourselves up, but that's like a perfect case study of how you should deal with it. Because a lot of brothers that do interviews and they sit there and they talk about, yeah, you're all going to be our slaves. Yeah, you're going to, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, listen. Let the scriptures speak. Let the scriptures do those things.
Yeah.
And what I mean by let the scriptures speak is don't go to the one where it says that sort of stuff. You know, you got to use wisdom. And
there was one part in the whole thing that was pretty funny. And you caught your composure real fast, but I noticed it was funny because you said, listen, like the scripture says that we have to come together back to our heritage, and nothing else is going to work but coming together under the banner of being in Israel. It's not being a Muslim. It's not being a Catholic. And she's like, yeah, we're all one people. And you're like, it's not.
Right. Well, because I had to address it. And no, I took and a then, second and I said, how am I going to do this without
right.
losing all the ground that I made on
and
her?
And then that's
her.
The point that I'm making is that you were still able to convince and exhort her.
That's funny that you caught the pause.
By like literally,
that's what it was. I was
shifting
like
it literally went to a whole different topic, but then it all still tied right back to the same thing.
Yeah,
identity,
because
the heritage, the curses.
Yeah, because it makes me uncomfortable when I hear somebody that it looks like we're making headway with, and then they come with that.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know what? Maybe I wasn't clear enough. I gotta address that. I'm talking about us. We gotta do this for us.
No, I wasn't. Give me a second, Andrew Six. Let's just.
Right, right. So I went at it that way rather than just, you know what I'm saying? Because I love that one, bro. And it just kind of sets a – and I didn't even get into Romans 9 because I knew they
right.
wanted to go into more of a dialogue, because we could have went there and it just would have been like, whoo, you know. Mm-hmm. But the point was is she went from against this, and after the word – I'm saying the word of God is so powerful – to, well, what can we do then?
Yeah.
Right. And
right,
and
right.
and she, so she that was like, I don't know if you caught it really. She was challenging us.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So what are we gonna do now?
Yep.
Remember, Bishop's always talking about that. Now what? You're gonna come across those people that say now what?
Right.
All right. So you're coming with the scriptures. Now what? Right. And I was like, oh, okay. And that's when we started going into action. And it's like, I even had to catch myself because she asked it again, and I said, okay, I'm not being clear enough. And I said, well, I said, listen, you seem like somebody that has the connections. I said, we've been trying to make inroads. I explained to her what we do with the flyer missions and the reservations, how we went to the Gathering of Nations and things like that. I said, if you can set something up where we'll come to a community center or whatever it is, we'll come to you. I said, and we'll come with some teachers. And I said, and because she was saying we need it explained like this. She goes, a lot of the thing, there's also even like a language barrier. It's not broken down right. Like the way the religions do it, they keep it mystified and things like that. She was like, she kept emphasizing that we need it broken down like this.
And she even said that we need a lot of, like,
yeah,
our people there.
Yep. Yep. She said they need to see kind of like.
She said there needs to be like a lot of brown people there.
Yeah.
And we're like.
Yeah. I was like, listen, there's only
plenty of brown. Right?
I was like, there's only a handful of
yeah,
light.
Yeah.
We can bring all the brown.
Yeah.
So
she was like, basically, that let me know that it's that she doesn't want to do this little rinky dink, like, hey, come talk to. Or a few people, like she wants to get like an actual like hall or something like that, or maybe some kind of conference room where it could be a lot of people that can actually
right.
hear the history broken down
right.
in a way that she was like, no, like this, like
yeah,
like
she
this.
Was like the way you're breaking it down here, because we got to go into the curses and
and
I mean, you know, it's things like that are such a reaffirmation, man. Like it's such an honor and really,
a privilege to for the Most High to allow us to be able to teach the people, because I love those eyes wide open moments when the recognition's there. So you're looking at them, you're breaking it down, and you look at them, and there's that moment of, like, I guess where you could say they're lucid almost, right? Because we kind of walk around with blinders,
mm-hmm.
and that connection is made. And when some of these curses came out, she was like, damn, this is like basically like this is it, you know? So again, also too, to these brothers that want to be deep in camp and stuff like that, bro, stick to the basics. You don't need to get into this other stuff. You know, we didn't get to get heavy into keeping the commandments, but we did touch on it, right?
But identity is important.
But
right?
I think those things are. I think the foundation has to start with that, and then we move from there, right? Especially with Gad.
I couldn't sleep this morning, so I was just going through the book of Hebrews and everything else, and I came across this scripture, and it reminded me of the dialogue that we were having with her last night. This is Hebrews 4, verse 11. I'm going to get just right to the point.
I'll read.
Okay.
Hebrews chapter 4, verse 11. Let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief.
So that was what we were telling her last night. That's exactly what we were saying. About how it's going to take actions. Faith without works is dead, being alone.
Mm-hmm.
And you kept emphasizing, our people have to understand that you can do great things in this side, but this is not our rest. It says, let us therefore labor to enter into that rest, the rest that is promised to us by the Lord for the work that we do on this side of the earth.
That's heavy, bro, because that would have been perfect, because when AJ was talking about us doing stuff, and I made the statement to say, we're not going to rebel against this present government, right? And he was joking. He was like, oh, come on, we're not, or whatever. And I said, no. And I said, we're not going to necessarily just do it by action here. We still need the kingdom here. And so he was like, oh, you know, so basically he wanted to give a counterpoint to that and disagree.
Right.
So I had to kind of reaffirm, like, no, I'm not saying we stay here idle. There has to be action behind it. And this is what it got to go back to, because Christianity doesn't have any solutions. They have soup kitchens. They have this. So, you know, notice I kept emphasizing, like, you know, how the fundraising we do helps people in need, how we go, how we do the prison outreach, how we're doing the missing people's posters, trying to bring awareness to that sort of stuff, how we do the community cleanup, right, to go to, like, some of the worst places and do some cleanup and things like that. And saying that, because she was saying how, you know, they were taught how to do agriculture and stuff. I said, we can start to build communities and exchange those type of ideas and those talents with each other.
Mm-hmm.
But it got to be rooted in this. So I like what you read here. Read this one again, or what you just read. In Hebrews?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry. I got it. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 11. Let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest.
Right. So Christ said the kingdom of heaven cometh not by observation in the book of Luke. Right. So it says, meaning we have to do work. So he says, let us labor to come into that rest.
Mm-hmm.
You must work so that the kingdom of heaven can come down to earth. Right. As it is in heaven. Come on.
Lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief.
So that it's basically that labor that, to me, that reminds me of where the scripture says of idleness cometh much evil, right? So if you just sit here and you're being all about, hey, let's just be spiritual on this, let's talk about just the spiritual aspects of the Bible, and there's no substance behind it, people aren't going to be drawn to that. People aren't going to stick with that. We have to be active, right? So there's activism. And even activism has its connotation, like with religion. People think religion and they automatically think denominations.
Mm.
People think activism and they think that, you know, just doing protests.
Right.
No, I'm talking about activism with the key word being active. And we need to be active. We have the resources now. We have the manpower. We have the bodies to do it. Deacon Yawson made a good point when he said that we would do what we're doing with the missing children thing. We want the authorities to come to us and say, hey, we need your guys. We know you got the influence and the people to help us. We have a missing persons case.
Right.
And we want you to bring awareness to this thing or whatever it is. And show the people, because, you know, it used to be that we were like, and again, the water's rising. The hell with you. You don't want to accept this right away. You're done.
Right.
But maybe they want to see that we're actually really about something, some people. It sounds good, but let me see what you guys do. And then by that, you start to open up the opportunity for them to say, okay, hey, let's do something, you know, that maybe these guys really do have the secret sauce, right? And we know the secret sauce is the commandments.
Right, right.
And that's when we come in and they'd be like, well, damn, how are you guys able to do this stuff? Well, we've been telling you.
Well, like that was so, like, that's what was so heavy last night was, Basically, he was saying, like, okay, so, like, you guys are known for just standing on the corners and yelling a lot at people, right? He's like, and then what? And if you yell loud enough and long enough, enough people will listen.
Mm-hmm.
And then enough people will say, you know what, this makes sense. And the scripture in Acts says that 3,000 in one day will repent. So all these things really bring the scriptures to life for me, because when it talks about the different diversities of gifts, mm-hmm. it's not just saying, okay, this brother's real good at drawing, so let's have him make signs for a car wash. Or this brother's real good at precepts, although it is going to those things. But when you're building a nation, it's going to exactly what you're saying, agriculture, education, medicine, things like that. That's the level of thinking that we're at now.
Right.
It's crazy.
Yeah. So, you know, but always understanding that this is not a rest. No matter how much the most.
That's why when I read
this
morning, I was like, damn, this would have been perfect yesterday.
Yeah, man, big time. So, and then, you know, the other thing that I brought out, I had mentioned it last night, and I wanted to bring it up because I referenced it, but we didn't read it. Get 1 Corinthians 9. And let's start at 19.
1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 19. For though I be free from all men, yet have I made myself servant unto all, that I might gain the more.
Right. So meaning, especially now in these last days, that's so profound, because we all have that liberty, right, under the citizenship and the rights that we have in these last days, right? We're not as limited as our forefathers were. Our limitations are different, right? They're not as direct. They're more like in censorship, like what YouTube's doing now and shutting things down. And, you know, the SPLC kind of trying to put out a negative vibration about us, right, saying things that are just totally untrue and baseless, right? And but he says, with that freedom, though, basically, he's going to start going into, my freedom is there so that I can be a servant to my people.
Right.
Right. So meaning this goes back again to that action, that we got to put action behind what we do. And it's not just the teaching piece. It's all the other things that we're speaking about. Right. Come on.
And unto the Jews, I became as them.
Right. So meaning, so when we come to those who might know, right, and have an understanding, you deal with them a little different. Oh, you know who you are? Okay. Well, how come you're not keeping the commandments then? Right. And you address it based on what you see and what you hear. Come on.
And unto the Jews, I became as a Jew that I might gain the Jews, to them that are under the law, as under the law that I might gain them that are under the law.
So he said, and so when I was dealing with those that knew and kept the law, then I would emphasize that as a strength. I related to them is basically what he's saying, right? Come on.
To them that are without law, as without law, being without law to God, but under the law to Christ.
Right. So he says, as to them without law, as without law. Not saying that he didn't keep the commandments, right? Because he says, being not without law to God, but under the law to Christ, that I might gain them that are without law. Paul, right? Remember, when we were going over the Greek stuff here, we didn't talk about it too much on the show. Paul was well-versed in the ways of the Greeks.
Well-versed.
Right? And the ways well-versed. Of the Romans. But he was also raised under Gamaliel, mighty in the law. So basically meaning, I knew how to hip talk. I could be there to those that didn't understand the law and be able to bring it to them in a way that they would understand. This is the same thing that Lord's will with that sister Ruby will be able to do.
Right.
Be absolutely. Able to go, because they're not keeping the laws, right? So we're going to go to them that it's to them that without law, and we have to break this down to them in a manner that they're going to be able to understand. Like she was saying, she was very emphatic about it. We need it. The way you're breaking it down there.
Right.
We need it taught
this
people. Way.
She knows her people. She knows what message is going to resonate.
She says you need it taught this way. Right? Come on.
To the weak became I as weak, that I might gain the weak. I am made all things to all men, that I might by all means save some.
Right. And right. And then he says, and this I do for the gospel's sake. So we have to understand the audience that we're dealing with. Yeah. And that's why I say this is where the waters have risen with us as teachers, as leaders, as for whatever dispensation of understanding the Most High has given us. You must understand where these people are at in their understanding and where they're coming from. You know, another scripture I didn't get to bring out, and I wanted to bring it out last night as she was saying that was the problem. Get in Acts with Philip. Right, and I understand if thou what thou readest.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And he says, because I would have loved to have brought this out to her, like to reemphasize that she's not wrong in what she's asking for.
Right. That's why I like those open dialogue type forums, because so many scriptures pop into your head. It just flows so well. And I'm like, man, there's just not enough time in the freaking day to go through everything.
Yeah, bro. Yo, you know, at one point it was funny because obviously we're guests on the show, and I was like, damn, I feel like I just took their whole show.
No, you did. You did. You did. You did.
I yeah. said, yeah. I know, because I saw her like trying to get more. I said, I'm basically doing our show, but I did it on their show. But I mean, I was answering their questions. It's just, but like you said, the scriptures needed to speak. God needed to speak.
Right, exactly.
God needs to speak.
Exactly.
Right, so it's not me. I can answer their questions with my words directly, but I've been in this too long to understand that that's not going to have the same power and effect as the scriptures coming out to answer their questions.
He was like, right.
But, well, the thing is, though, also, too, when you're doing those kind of stuff, you got to make sure that they understand it. So you bring the scripture and stuff, they're not going to. The way me and you understand the scripture, they're not going to understand it like that.
Right, and that's what Paul's saying in 1 Corinthians 9. That's really what he means. Like, you got to be able to break it down in a way. And then that segues perfect into Acts.
The book of Acts, chapter 8, verse 30. And Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah and said, understandest thou what thou readest?
Right, so many people are familiar with the Bible. She says she knew the Bible very well, Sister Ruby, right? She said, I know the Bible very well.
Like AJ, the back of my hand.
AJ says he's familiar with the scriptures, right? He knows some of the Hebrew terminology. He knows about some of the prophecies and stuff like that, right? Go ahead.
And he said, how can I, except some man should guide me?
Hey, and Ruby had that same spirit last night. Because she kept saying, we need it taught this way. She didn't use those exact words, but that's the same sentiment. Mm-hmm. How can I understand this except some man guide me? She kept harping on that, right? And she kept talking. We're like, you know, because our stuff came through oral tradition because we don't have anything in writing. She didn't use the term polluted, but she was basically saying how the world influences them. So it's like they're tribal, but they've lost their culture. She went into how the Indian schools and how they would make them cut their hair mm-hmm. and leave their customs. And so she basically was saying how, hey, we're jacked up because of this.
Yeah.
You know, like we need something that's going to connect us back to the spirituality, you know, and
right.
they always talk about the sky, and I forgot what she said, because that's something that they all say.
She said the Mother Earth and the Father Sky.
The Mother Earth and the Father Sky, that's how they reference it, right? But I even made sure to mention, like, listen, it's confusion in calling it all these different names. It's one doctrine. It's one thing. What you call Mother Earth and Father Sky, the Bible talks about when it talks about how there was no rain. Mm-hmm. And when rain first was seen in the earth, right, which was in the time of Noah. And, you know, but it's not coming from different people. It's coming from one power and one source. But what they call Mother Earth and Father Sky, we know, remember, there's a spirit that governs those things, right?
Right,
so we've gone over that in class where it talks about there's a spirit that when he wants to do a hurricane, all right, you're the spirit that deals with hurricanes. You're the spirit that deals with tornadoes. You're the spirit that deals with rain. You're the spirit that deals with – but who is the one giving all the orders at the end of the day, right? So it's like you got to get to that source and not necessarily talk about the spirits that govern those things, because who's the one that gives all those commands? Right, it's the Most High, right? Mm-hmm. So you got to look at it from that perspective. So go ahead, read this again.
And Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah, and said, understandest thou what thou readest? And he said, how can I, except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him.
And this, to me, I thought about it last night, and I was speaking with my wife about it, and you know, and we were like, yeah, you know, she was like, cause she was able to watch some of it. And she was saying how, like, yeah, you know, the part about, you know, someone being shown and stuff like that. And I was like, damn, you know what? I was like, I didn't get to really bring that out. I said, but it's the spirit brings the scriptures out.
Right.
And I was like, damn. Okay. I said, that's heavy. And now as you're reading it, that's basically what happened last night.
I mean, but at least now we know that when we do meet with them, Lord's will, that we have a reference point.
Right, yeah. Right. And say, hey,
go to
listen,
here, go to Hebrews.
Yeah,
all
listen,
those
we have to understand this. So even though this, you know, you got to think about it, like the scriptures, look at it historically in context. The Bible was there, right? So people were aware of it and people read it.
Mm-hmm.
But do you really understand it?
Right.
Right. You know, and you know, she said, basically, we got to go in the same way. Hey, We understand historically this thing was used to, right? And you think, you know, it's your oppressor's book, but you have to see yourself in the book.
That's right.
That's the power of that identity.
Yep.
Listen, that's the formula in Ezekiel with the Valley of Dry Bones. Yeah. That it has to start with that. It has to start with that. That's how you pull them in, right? The flesh comes on them, but there was no life in them yet.
That's why I never subscribed to the Bible back when I was in the world, because I'm like, why would I read a book that doesn't even freaking apply to me?
Right.
That makes no sense.
Right.
Until Issachar said, hey, do you know Christ is black? And I said, if Christ is black, then this book has to apply to me then.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. I mean, before all they did is just read the scripture, and that was it. You know, they're not really giving the proper breakdown or anything like that. Because when you look at the...
You guys read the Bible in Haiti?
Yeah, we read the Bible, but it never break down for us to explaining, okay, this is what the scripture is talking about. Because when you read the scripture you just read, verse 31, it goes back to... To Isaiah 28:9-10, about precept upon precept, line upon line.
Mm-hmm.
So to them, it was just like, you know what? God loves everybody. What do you mean by that? He just loves everybody. So you're not giving that a full understanding. You know, if people get confused, he's like, what the heck is this, man? Forget about it, man. I ain't gonna listen no more. But when they see us coming, he's like, okay, well, you know what? I'm gonna shift things. I'm gonna show you how it is. This is the proper way you're supposed to read it. This is the proper way of understanding it. Then everything sort of like coming back is like, oh, okay. You know what? So coming more.
That's turning the hearts of the fathers back to the children, and children back to the fathers. So that is, hey, he's a true Israelite indeed. See his glasses?
I was reading that.
Oh, my God.
Okay. We're just happy to have you back, bro. That's all. All praise.
I'm happy to have you back. I'm wondering when a part of his rant's gonna come.
Oh no, I was waiting. You know, I wasn't.
All right, we ready?
No, it's not really a rant. I wasn't there, so I wanted you guys to, you know, express.
Yeah,
you know,
bring it out.
But what's interesting to me, you guys know how I am. I try to go deep and break down the root of how things happen. You know, because the Most High, he's just a mastermind. It's just amazing. But if I understood you correctly, there was an original host that was supposed to be there.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, unbeknownst to you guys, she didn't show up.
Mm-hmm.
So they found a replacement. But the replacement that they found was someone who has an influence with the community of the so-called Native Americans.
Right.
So you could read Proverbs 5:21. This is my favorite scripture. You guys know I always bring this out. But we can never lose sight of this, because a lot of us, we're so caught up in our everyday lives. And we're so far away from this Bible that we think that we're calling the shots.
Hey, and I want to say one thing real quick. We're going to post the link at the end. We'll put it in the comment feed, right, so that they can watch the replay from last night. Because I really think even us commenting on it, it's not going to be the same as if you watch the whole thing. Like, you got to see the whole scope of what we
Absolutely,
went over.
For sure.
And I think it's a good tool to maybe anybody that you might that's been on the fence with what you're following or what you believe in to be able to maybe share that broadcast with them from the show last night. And, you know, maybe it'll kind of open up their understanding a little bit. You know, we got to use these multiple platforms, these different ways, because, I think I mentioned it last night. People know us as the guys that scream at people on the street, and,
right.
And it's so much more than that. And I made sure that I let him know, like, hey, that's one forum, and we're commanded to teach that way when we're in that forum. But we've done speaking engagements, we do radio shows, you know, TV things, whatever it is, and different forums call for different ways that the message is brought out. But we always still got to stand stiffly for what the scripture says. But so we'll share that link at the end.
And that's a good point, Rick, before you bring up the scripture. You brought it up before. You have to know your audience. So when you're in the street, you're not going to talk like you're having a conversation unless someone happens to be intrigued by it. And then that's when we switch our mode.
Mm-hmm.
Right, exactly.
Okay, and
right.
Then we meet that person where he's at. So right. It's going to be different audiences, different venues are going to call for different ways of bringing out the message, which is where IUIC has evolved to,
yeah.
You know, and Lord willing, these other camps will start evolving to that as well, you know, but you know, that's the level that we're at now.
Proverbs chapter 5, verse 21. For the ways of men are before the eyes of the Lord, and he pondereth all his going.
So it was interesting because, again, just recapping, this sister didn't even know she was going to be on the show until the last minute. And then not only does she get last-minute call, but she's getting hit with something that she knows is contrary to her beliefs and to, right. her, and to the so-called Native Americans' beliefs, which is the Bible. They totally go, they don't believe in the Bible. Now, it's interesting because she was raised Catholic, and both of us were raised Catholic, and they don't even use a Bible. They use a catechism. Book.
The catechisms they hold in more esteem.
Yeah, in more esteem than the actual Bible. I mean, yeah, they'll sell Bibles, they'll have Bibles, but, you know, it's just weird. So I go to this scripture because we have to understand the power that we're under. Mm-hmm. How he can just, with just a snap, I mean, I hope, you know, the audience could partner on that. This woman was a last minute filling. Mm. And now, we left there with an ally. We left there with a person that has connections, and Lord willing, it comes through.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Lord willing, it comes through. You know, Satan doesn't come in and swoop her up, you know, but that's amazing to me. Praise. I didn't even know it was going to go down like that, you know, but neither did you, brothers, either.
No, yeah. And then she walked in late and everything, sat down. I'm telling you, she sat down. You know, real polite, gave her resume and just literally was like, okay, so what are you guys about?
Right. So think about it. She's driving to this location,
mm-hmm.
not knowing anything about what's going to happen. And she left there with, what can we do now?
Right.
You know, that's powerful. But what's more powerful about that is the scripture here that, read it one more time.
Proverbs chapter 5, verse 21. For the ways of men are before the eyes of the Lord.
So the ways of man and woman, because the Bible is written in a masculine form, read it again, I'm sorry.
For the ways of men are before the eyes of the Lord.
So everything that we do, every decision that we make, the Most High is the puppet master. I've said this time and time again. He's
right.
The puppet master. Okay, yes, there's free will, and that's a whole topic for another time, but... You know, it goes down to, okay, well, that free will was still dictated by the Most High.
Right.
Okay? And I'm going to prove that. Give me Jeremiah 1 and 5. Give me Jeremiah 1 and 5. It just came to my head now. And those of you that may be listening that have probably had abortions or know people that have or are considering it, you have to understand the power of what's going to come out now. Okay, go ahead, brother.
Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5. Before I formed thee in the belly.
So the scripture says, before the Most High God, as he's speaking to the prophet Jeremiah, before he formed him in the belly, he forms all of us. We do not come into life. Because think about it, right? According to science, there's that window of ovulation and all of that stuff. And they've done a great job on these science shows where they show the sperm floating, and they said it's millions of sperm are going to go attack this one egg, and out of those millions, one makes it, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's so much that has to happen. There's so much particular stuff that needs to go into place before that egg is fertilized. Okay, that cannot happen. This is explaining everything that you've seen you've seen on the science shows. This is it right here. Most High is not going to let it happen, okay, unless he feels it's right.
Yes, sir.
Okay? And even when it does happen and abortions do occur, okay, at the end of the day, there's a message in that for that individual. There's a message in that for that individual. You know, not to get any deeper in that, but just focus on this here. Go ahead.
Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5. Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee.
All right, so he knew us already, okay? You Blacks, Hispanics, and Native Americans, falsely so-called, who are the Israelites, we were with the Most High God in the beginning. We sat with him. We were there, okay? It was just when he was ready to let us go out and take us and go out and take us until we finally got solidified with our true identity and the law, statutes, and commandments. Go ahead.
And before that cometh forth, out of the womb.
And before, once he formed you, you began from a fetus to an actual child, a baby, okay? Before you were born, you came out of your mom's vagina. Go ahead.
I sanctified thee.
He sanctified thee, meaning he made those Israelites, because the scripture says many are called, but few are chosen, right? He made those Israelites, those chosen that were going to be his leaders, his soldiers, his pillars in the rebuilding of this nation. Okay, he already chose that. So when you see people come and go in this, you know what? They serve their purpose and that's it. Okay? Maybe they were sanctified. Maybe they weren't. It all depends. We don't know that. The Most High knows that. Okay? But he says he's sanctified. Go ahead.
And I ordain thee a prophet unto the nations.
A prophet unto the nations. Okay? The nation of Israel. The Israelites that are scattered throughout all the nations. We were sanctified. Us up here, all praises to the Most High, we were sanctified. Okay? That woman that showed up, she may or may not have been sanctified, or she may be, okay, just a tool, a next step towards this right here. Us spreading the word of the Most High God. And Lord willing, she is one of the chosen because, you know, just right. For her being a sister.
Right.
But just that gateway that potentially open up for us to spread this word to the 11th hour.
Yeah, I told her that I took her number. We exchanged it on the spot. I told her that I'm on Monday. I'm going to reach out to her so that we can get something going. Like, I don't want to dilly dally on it. Mm-hmm. And, so you know, that's the other thing. Like, when we get these connections, like, we can't be waiting weeks on end to.
That would have.
No. You got to follow up right away. So I made sure that I took it upon myself to exchange information with her so that we can just boom right away. Try to get something going with them. So
I mean, one of the greatest things would be to hit all these reservations, man, in a controlled setting.
Yeah.
Because my thing is this: if we can get so-called native brothers and sisters in a controlled setting, where we could sit down and do a forum like we're known to do,
mm-hmm.
You know what? If we get 5 out of 100.
No, it's not just that. And to basically be sponsored by her.
Yep.
Because it's one thing that we go in there as strangers and they're going to be leery. Right. And I understand it 100% because it's pretty much what's happened to them from the day the freaking so-called pilgrims showed up on the shores. You know what I'm saying? Like, they were coming with, hey, we got good stuff for you and this, that,
damn,
and the other.
Damn colonizers.
Hey, yeah, the damn colonizers. And look at the results of that. You know, so be able to have somebody who's an influencer in the community to say, hey, there's some information that I think would be good for you guys. I want you to come and check it out.
We got her endorsement.
Yeah.
By her being there,
their guard won't be as up.
Right.
So they'll be open to listen more.
Right.
And that's really what we want, right? You want to have a more captive audience. So, you know, and then we have the PowerPoints that we can go with the presentation to give it.
Well, that's what's going to be huge. If we can just have those visuals for them to see, for it to tie with the scriptures, that'd be huge. So it's not just us speaking to them; it's us actually seeing scriptures come to life. Mm-hmm. You're literally gonna see exactly what happened to that sister last night. Came in with her guard up and then literally left. Like, okay, let's dialogue.
And then so we were talking about the plight and how, you know, that they're, you know, the rates of suicide, the drunkenness. She says like a lot of them are homeless. And she was like, you know, I just don't understand why we're so powerless when we have numbers to be able to help them like that. And so she was talking about the casinos. This was like a big takeaway for me. She was speaking about the casinos. And she says it was supposed to help us economically. But she says they send in these high rollers to be advisors and all this other stuff. Mm. And it's set up in such a way that the government puts so many restrictions on them. She was like, how are we sovereign? But we still need consent for all these things that we do.
Right.
So they don't. So
she says she has a card that says sovereign nation of whatever, but they still have to go to the U.S. for stuff. So we started going over the curses, bro. That's what we just started banging out, bro.
So you know what? I'm glad that was brought out, right? Because that's an argument.
Yep.
Right. Oh well, because I spoke to some natives, Americans out here, and they get a stipend or something every month. They get, some of them are like excited about it.
And it's welfare, man. It's,
you know, that's
thing.
All.
That's basically what it is. Yeah.
But the point I'm making is it's still in one of all things.
Yeah.
So who's giving that to
them? No. So get the one in Deuteronomy 28 that we read last night about he shall lend to thee, but thou shalt not lend to him. And so her big emphasis was like basically they wind up putting them in debt. They got to get a lot of loans and stuff to do the stuff with the casinos. So that money never really makes it down to the community like it's supposed to.
Right.
So I said, sis, that's biblical. So we gave Baruch about subject to payments. We are yet this day in our captivity subject to payments. And then I'm telling you, and that's why she was, I'm saying the power of the scriptures is beautiful, man, because she was just like, wow, like, you know, basically like, I didn't know that the Bible said these things. And when you think about it, who else does it really relate to? I mean, but the so-called Jewish people lend to everybody. They are wealthy as a people, because I'm not saying I met some poor. I worked in a highly Jewish neighborhood when I used to work in a bank, and I met some poor ones, right? You know, but you got to understand that that's just all context. Like, there's going to be that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I always say that's the casualties of war. Those are the ones that they just, hey, listen, you know, we don't want to look like we're too all powerful here. We're going to have some of you that are going to be poor, right? But go ahead, read this.
Deuteronomy 28, verse 43. The stranger that is within thee shall get up above thee very high.
Because she was saying, man, my card says sovereign, but these guys, we still got to go to them for permission and everything, right? So she says, the stranger that is over thee, we're going to explain to her, the stranger, they were strangers to you when they came here. You didn't understand their language. Mm-hmm. You didn't understand anything they said, right? Come on.
And thou shalt come down very low.
And we shall come down very low. This was our place. This was our land, right? This was our inheritance. We had wonderful, you know, I didn't even get into that aspect of it, where we were not savages. We had systems of commerce and mercantile exchanges and all types of things, like infrastructure. What they call infrastructure today, we had that.
The Spaniards documented.
We had houses. Remember when I went over the book, Lies My Teacher Told Me About, The Truth About Thanksgiving, it says the pilgrims raided houses. So we weren't just in tents. That means we had houses as well, right? Come on.
He shall lend to thee, and thou shalt not lend to him.
And so, I had to hit her with that one, too. He shall lend to thee, and thou shalt not lend to him. Because she was like, you know, it's like the casinos to them was like their solution to help them get on their feet. And it didn't work that way. It didn't work that way. There's more on that?
Yeah. He shall be the head, and thou shalt be the tail.
He shall be the head, and thou shalt be the tail. So, you know, we got to bang on all that stuff, you know, and I'm hoping she'll kind of also help direct. So when I work it out with her, I told her, like, you know, we can get together and discuss something. Hey, and even I guess my man has a lot of names. He said AJ. I was just looking on their page. I guess his host name is Cody.
Oh, I think said Karan.
No, Code E.
Code E?
Cody. K-O-D-E.
Okay, maybe that's what he said.
Maybe that's what it is, Cody. So, and even Cody was like that, you know, he's done some stuff. Like, so we were talking about, like, you know, like they do something like something about like waters for the homeless. And, you know, I had to emphasize like
hydrating the homeless.
Yeah, hydrating the homeless. And I was like, hey, you know, listen, we're down to come and help you do that too. Like, we'll come out, we'll hand out water stuff. I said, but why can't we do it on the reservation? Like, why can't we do it where our people are at? I said, because I told you about Phoenix that I'm a little leery of.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I see a lot of white people that are homeless. And, you know,
majority of that.
I said they have enough things for them. I want to go to places where we're going to do stuff for our people. Mm-hmm. I'll go hand out waters to where our people are at and stuff like that. You know, something like that's a small segue into the community. And maybe we can open up a platform to be able to bring this word out more, you know, I mean, because that's really what it's about. Yeah. So you got something you going to say?
No, I was just agreeing with you. Because
okay.
That's the way.
Talk a little. You've been too quiet. I know you said one thing, but.
He said two.
First show back.
He said two.
He said two.
He's a true Israelite indeed.
He is a true Israelite indeed. Nothing? You're not gonna say nothing?
No, just happy to be here and you know, to continue to see the word spread out and waking up our people and stuff. So like I say again, you know, it's a lot going on right now, and we have to find any kind of way to get their attention, to show them that, you know, that the scripture, I mean, the Bible is not their enemy and stuff, you know, the way we've been taught the Bible and stuff, and it's been wrong. Now we have people that the Most High used that put the spirit on to help guide them and open their eyes, and so they don't be asleep no more. And understanding the Bible, that should be their best friend, and, you know, solution, that's where it will come from. And to use some of us to go explain, okay, this is what it's talking about, and, you know, so they can come back giving the law and the commandment. So that's what I look forward to. And so,
you know what I was thinking about last night when she was so emphatic about how we teach and everything else, and about, you know, us dialoguing outside of that way we can make things happen. Remember at Feast of Tabernacles when I was like, man, did you think 10 years ago that you would, like, be here in California, you'd see all these people celebrating this feast, and you were like, no, like, this is crazy. That's what I thought of, like, man, just think if this goes where we know it's going to go eventually, but just to be able to see that, I was like, oh my goodness, man, I was getting chills.
Hey, if we can make some progress with that, man,
this is huge, man.
We're close.
This is huge. Yeah,
I tell you, if you get some of them repenting, man,
man. We
That's what's scary.
Yep.
And I remember, too, also, that, like you guys were talking about how IURC started it, you know, in the basement. Now we all expand, not just in the United States, but over the world. You know, we're going to many places in Africa. It's not like we're going to asking the government to help us. But we put together, we come together as one, as unity, to expand, and not just expand for ourselves, but expand the gospel of the Most High, and to show that, you know, hey, we're not just talking, you know, we are about the word and stuff. So the actions speak louder than the word. So we showing it, hey, this is the Most High trying to do this right now. Now, I mean, I don't know for everybody here, but I want to get out this this captivity. I want to go get the kingdom. I want the seal of the 144,000. You know.
He said, "I don't know everybody, but I'm on their mind. I'm like, I'll save it for later.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I was opening up something here for later for the class because I didn't want to forget it. So, with the Hellenism stuff, there was like a few more handouts that we didn't get to go over.
Okay.
So we'll be leading into that as we review the Feast of Dedication. I'm excited. I gotta say probably Tabernacles is probably my new favorite feast day. Because I'm saying going camping just changes the whole...
No, it really did.
And it's not the camping because, you know, I'm pretty bougie, those who know me, and I really don't like not having my comforts. But I wasn't complaining about it, but I was in a good spirit and... like I said, man, it's nice, man. I think the biggest thing I liked was like we basically got to live together for like all those days and
right.
You know, and see community, right? We had people that were security, we had people that were looking out for the kids and all that stuff like that. So Tabernacle's probably my favorite now. But Dedication, bro, I don't know. I think it's just I love what it really signifies, man. Like I get amped about that because it's like it's a win. You know what I'm saying? It's like We don't got a lot of wins as a people, bro. Dedication was a win, bro.
Yeah, big win.
Yeah, man. Huge. That thing was powerful, bro. Like, we were outnumbered, outskilled, right? Yep. The scripture tells us they were just farmers. They were not skilled in war.
Nope. That's crazy.
And the Most High had our back, bro. We took them down, bro. Get our glory back. Man, all praise
to the Most High. In a time when, again, they killed you for professing to be a Jew.
Yeah, man.
You know, so that was a bold thing that the spirit that the Most High put on our forefathers,
yeah,
the Maccabees.
Man. We need them spirits today, bro. We need them spirits today.
Oh, it's coming. Oh, it's coming.
Well, all right. So, Lord's will, next week we'll see what we got in store. I got the book, which I may reference again. There's some good chapters in there. I want to kind of go back into the lies my teacher told me. I kind of want to go back into the Columbus. It's like 40 pages though, that chapter.
Oh, I bet easily.
So, yeah. But I want to touch it, man, because
they lied about him a lot.
He boasts a ton of information there in Columbus. Like it might be a series of shows on the whole thing with Columbus and when we were taught in school. So, I just got to get the reading done so that I can reference it and, you know, bring up the resources and stuff like that. So, yeah, maybe I'll take some screenshots of some of the pages and you guys can do some of the reading too.
Yeah.
You guys aren't gonna, no, you're not going to do it.
Bring them out.
Yeah, that way you guys are kind of prepared too. So if there's some things that you want to maybe talk about when we do the show, it'll be good. So, all right, man. Well, all praises to the Most High in Christ. I'm looking forward to celebrating the feast. The rest of you who do observe, right, and we all should if you're of Israelite descent, right, an Israelite by blood. Enjoy it with gladness in your hearts. All right, let's do what the Most High requires of us and continue to do so. So that's the show for this week. And with that, we say shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom.